We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the Radio Network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Donald Trump is lashing out at Fox boss Rupert Murdoch amid the ongoing fallout from a billion-dollar defamation lawsuit in which Murdoch admitted that several Fox hosts lied to their viewers about the 2020 election. In fact, Murdoch even confessed that platforming those lies was a business decision. The court filing also revealed that Fox and Murdoch were secretly helping the Trump campaign.
These are voting machines made by Dominion, who no one had ever heard of until Fox put them at the center of a mass conspiracy. Fox said Dominion stole the election with these R2-D2-looking janitor cars. And now Dominion is suing Fox for $1.6 billion, and the lawsuit is airing out Rupert Murdoch's dirty laundry.
There is breaking news tonight involving Fox News and owner Rupert Murdoch acknowledging under oath that Fox News hosts endorsed false election fraud claims.
It's a candid admission from Fox News boss Rupert Murdoch about how his network handled Donald Trump's lie about the 2020 election. Murdoch acknowledging, quote, some of our commentators were endorsing false claims that the election was somehow stolen from former President Trump.
Explosive, newly revealed testimony in the Dominion voting systems lawsuit.
Shocking new revelations, new bombshell admissions under oath.
Oh, is it a bombshell? Is it shocking? Is it explosive? What? Fox knew the election wasn't stolen, but they said it anyways? That's not shocking. If Brian Kilmeade ever completed a Wordle, that would be shocking. Now, I'm not shocked. But I will say, I am very entertained. Because of this lawsuit, a bunch of Fox News hosts had to release their text messages. And y'all know this. Yeah. No, you know this. There's LinkedIn you. And then there's iMessage you. That's the deep, dark underbelly of who you really are. And boy, oh boy, were these iMessages good.
New court filings show that in private, Fox hosts Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity were brutally ridiculing the claims of election fraud and the people who were making them.
Top Fox hosts privately trashed the Trump legal team for lying. As Tucker Carlson texted Laura Ingraham, Sidney Powell is lying. It's insane. Ingraham responded, Sidney is a complete nut.
Tucker Carlson referred to Donald Trump as a demonic force.
The private mockery also targeted Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Sean Hannity wrote Giuliani is acting like an insane person, while Ingraham remarked, such an idiot.
Oh my God. Do you realize what this means? These people are secretly sane. They also don't respect anyone they have on their show. These guys are texting each other all day about how bullshit Fox News is. Their group chat is basically MSNBC. But out of everything we learned about Fox News, there was one text that came out in Discovery that truly freaked me out. It's when Tucker Carlson said Fox News had to be more supportive of Donald Trump's election claims.
Tucker Carlson wrote his producer, Alex Pfeiffer, "Do the executives understand how much credibility and trust we've lost with our audience? We're playing with fire, for real. An alternative like Newsmax could be devastating to us."
Do you understand what he's saying here? He's saying, if I don't say this bullshit, my viewers will leave me. This whole time, we thought Fox News was manipulating its viewers. But it turns out the viewers were manipulating Fox News. So, just think of it like this, okay? Tucker Carlson is a moral vacuum. A hole, if you will, who glorifies election deniers. So, a glory hole. And his viewers expect him to please them with his mouth. And he's constantly terrified that they'll find a new, more satisfying glory hole. And that's why Tucker Carlson will never stop sucking.
Fox and I have the role in TV 303. I should think it will be easy miming on top of the pops. Fox and I, liberated from emotions, exploring other oceans. What use have we for hell? Anyone can change into a machine, good or white, black or boy. Dull or very strange into a machine, come with me. Fox and I, making pictures of tomorrow's sun, just to prove that there is one. The future sets our love. Fox and I, decades later at my DJ night, our conversation takes flight. Kraftwerk and clavichords.
The shtick over at Fox has been the same. They lie to their viewers while simultaneously telling those same viewers that it's the rest of the media who's lying to them and that Fox is the only outlet telling the truth. Even now, after their lies have been exposed in a series of court filings, they're still doing that same shtick.
They lie to you over and over again. How many Americans believe these lies?
It makes me angry because they're lying. They're deliberately lying. They knew they were lying.
I want to challenge people watching tonight who don't wear red hats, don't consider themselves MAGA, don't consider themselves very strong political people. I want you to ask yourself how many times you've been lied to, not just by this government, but how many times you've been lied to by the people whose job it is to tell you the truth in the media.
Their shtick is falling apart now that we have definitive proof in these court filings from the billion-dollar Dominion lawsuit that Fox hosts were not only lying, but they knew they were lying.
Fox staff were privately blasting the big lie as BS, insane, mind-blowingly nuts, reckless.
As Trump lawyers Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell were making wildly false claims about rigged voting machines after Trump lost in 2020, private communications reveal that pro-Trump voices at Fox News were calling it nuts.
Breaking news tonight involving Fox News and owner Rupert Murdoch acknowledging under oath Fox News hosts endorsed false election fraud claims.
Fox News boss Rupert Murdoch said in a sworn deposition that any Fox News executives who allowed lies about the 2020 election to be broadcast, quote, should be reprimanded or maybe got rid of.
Wow, notice he didn't say fired. He said got rid of. I'd be a little nervous if I worked over at Fox News. Next time you're in Rupert's office, make sure you're not standing on top of any trap doors. Now, just as a reminder, I don't have a Rupert Murdoch impression, but I do have a borderline offensive Australian accent. So I think if you were in your office, it would go a little something like this. Ah, listen, Tom. Ah. We're going to have to get rid of you, mate, but we got a pretty good severance package for you. I'd love to fill you in on it. Before I do, just move to the left a little bit, all right? And now forward a little bit. Yeah, that's great. That's great. And perfect. And one last thing, Tom. Say hi to the Sharks for me, you son of a bitch. Thank you. You know what's nice? Because it's like borderline offensive. It's right on that border. Now, as we've discussed this week, Murdoch and the Fox host knew they were lying and admitted in private they were lying. But it wasn't just the lying. As bad as that is, Fox was also actively helping and providing material aid to the Trump campaign during the 2020 election.
During Trump's campaign, Rupert provided Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, with Fox confidential information about Biden's ads, along with debate strategy, providing Kushner a preview of Biden's ads before they were public.
So Fox allegedly took confidential company information about Biden campaign ads and gave that information to the Trump campaign. That is shocking. Also, I can't imagine how it could have possibly helped Trump, since the basic gist of Biden's campaign was, I'm normal and he's out of his mind. I mean, what were those strategy sessions like? I just heard from Rupert. He says Biden's ads are all about how he's normal and I'm weird. So we gotta start doing ads where I look and sound normal. Let's do some shots of me doing normal stuff in my wheelhouse, like drinking water, hugging a flag, using an umbrella, and looking directly at the sun. The sun, we love the sun, don't we, folks? And we want to touch it. We want to touch the sun. I had a friend, a Greek guy. His name was Daedalus. Daedalus, you, either one's fine. Both are okay. I never quite learned how to say, he had a son, Icarus. They made a pair of wings, beautiful wings. Beautiful wings out of beeswax, and I was there when they took off, and Daedalus, he said to his son, Ick, that's what I called him. I called him Ick, I said. He said to him, he said, don't fly too close to the sun, but then I took him aside, and I said, if I were you, I'd try to get as close as you can to the sun. Because it looks like a big gold coin, it might be gold, you never know, you gotta get as close as you can, and Ick, he took my advice, and his wings melted, and he fell right into the sea. Big old splash, it was so sad. The saddest splash, and I remember, his dad came over to me and said, did you see what happened? And I just looked at him and said, hey, it's none of my beeswax. Also, they gave Trump debate strategy. What was Rupert Murdoch's genius debate tip? Just snort Adderall and never stop talking for 90 minutes?
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious.
Chris, he's so wrong when he makes a statement like that.
Oh, well, that's a big statement.
I support
that means you just lost the radical left.
I support.
They said it would take. No, you're number two. China ate your lunch, Joe. He said, stupid bastards. He said it.
Good debate prep, Rupert. Remember, Donald, everyone trusts a screamer. This is an especially shocking revelation. Of course, it's also not surprising. There's been a long symbiotic relationship between Fox News and the Republican Party, and that relationship only intensified during the Trump era. On-air personalities like Sean Hannity and Jeanine Pirro actually campaigned on stage with Trump at a rally in 2018. And even after Trump's presidency was over, Fox host Tucker Carlson was seen cackling wildly next to Trump while watching a Saudi-funded golf tournament at one of Trump's clubs. So yes, Murdoch and Fox helped the Trump campaign and spread the lie that the election was rigged for political purposes. But as Murdoch freely admitted, he also did it for profit. In that same court filing, Murdoch was asked why Fox had continued to give a platform to election wingnut and pillow guy Mike Lindell, who spends lots of money on advertising on Fox. And Murdoch said the decision to platform Lindell had nothing to do with politics. It was about money.
Today's filing also reveals when asked why Fox continues to give a platform to, for example, Mike Lindell, who continues to this day to lie about Dominion, Murdoch said, it's not red or blue, it's green.
It's not red or blue, it's green sounds as damning as Colonel Jessup saying, you're goddamn right, I ordered the code red. When Murdoch said it, did the lawyers in the room make that face Tom Cruise did when he couldn't believe he got the confession? The court filings also reveal that despite providing aid to the Trump campaign and spreading his lies, Fox and Murdoch panicked and tried to backpedal away from him after the January 6th insurrection.
The court filing makes clear that after the riot at the Capitol, Murdoch was through with Donald Trump. Writing in one email, Fox News very busy pivoting. We want to make Trump a non-person.
Too late, mother. You built this. It's easy to put a brain in Frankenstein when he's a lifeless body strapped to a table, but good luck getting it out of his head while he's lumbering around a golf course and interrupting weddings at Mar-a-Lago to give off-the-cuff toasts. In conclusion, love is good and fire is bad. To the newlyweds.
The Dominion lawsuit is a massive story, which is why Fox News isn't covering it. In fact, if you go to their website and search the past 2 months for the words Dominion voting systems, you don't get an article, not a single article. You just get a page that says, Arrow 404, journalism not found. So if there are any Fox News viewers watching this right now, first off, I assume you're looking for remote batteries. Try the junk drawer in the kitchen. You should know a few things about Fox that it isn't telling you. Fox News is being sued for defamation because their hosts endorsed lies about the 2020 election while their text messages to each other prove that they knew Joe Biden won fair and square and that their guests talking about stealing the election were all crazy liars.
Welcome to Fox and Friends. I'm Steve Doocy, here with my good friends Brian Kilmeade and Ainsley Earhart. Well, you may have heard that Fox News is currently facing a $1.6 billion lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems.
Well, I'm surprised because I'm such a fan of Dominion's. The little yellow guys with the overalls. They go, banana.
No, Brian, not the Minions. We're talking about the Dominion Voting Machines lawsuit. And our boss, Rupert Murdoch, gave some pretty shocking testimony in the case. Rupert Murdoch admitted that Fox News aired election fraud conspiracies to get ratings, even though everyone at Fox knew they were false.
Uh-oh, I didn't. Loop a brother in next time.
Now, you may be wondering, if it's such a big story, why haven't I heard about it on Fox?
I think it's because they're suing us for $1.6 billion.
No, it's because it's complete BS. The media is taking private texts from Fox News hosts and showing them completely out of context.
Yeah, like this one from Sean Hannity. Rudy Giuliani is insane. How could you leave out the rest? It's Rudy Giuliani is insanely hot. I just want to lick that head dye right off.
Ooh-hoo. I mean, who wouldn't, right? And some of the messages they showed at the trial didn't even relate to the lawsuit at all. For example, the texts, mind-blowingly nuts, off the rails, and effing lunatic were all sent in response to Laura Ingraham's text, what should I put in my Tinder bio?
Hey, you go, girl. It's hard out there.
Okay, all right. We have a special guest whose appearances on Fox were heavily featured in the trial. He's a Fox News staple and happens to be our number one advertiser. It's My Pillow's Mike Lindell.
Hello, Ainsley and the guys. I'm down at CPAC right now, and it is an absolute blast. I was just over at the Biden dunk tank. It's not the real Biden you dunk, but the actor is just as old, so you never know if he's coming back up. There's real risk there.
That's great. Well, we're glad to have you on, but because of this lawsuit, our lawyers have asked that you please don't say anything crazy about Dominion.
No problem. I've been briefed. I know the rules. Every Dominion machine has a Venezuelan Oompa Loompa inside that eats the votes with its little mouth.
My, I gotta cut you off there, pal. You know, we can't just be saying whatever anymore.
Of course. Let me choose my words carefully. Dominion voting machines give triple votes to Democrats, illegals, and that lady Eminem that stopped shaving her pits.
All right, Mike, okay, we're gonna have to end it there. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Alex Murdaugh sentencing with our Fox crime expert, O.J. Simpson.
In order to become a speaker, Kevin McCarthy had to make a lot of stupid promises to a lot of awful people like Matt Gaetz. And one of those promises was to release 41,000 hours of Capitol surveillance footage from the January 6th riot, because the Freedom Caucus helped cause that most tragic day in our nation's capital, and they desperately need someone, anyone, to create propaganda to make it seem like it was no big deal so they can stay in office and maybe do a better coup next time. And McCarthy kept his promise. He gave all that footage to Tucker Carlson, who last night cherry-picked innocuous clips to try to rewrite what we all saw happening with our own eyes on January 6th.
They were peaceful, they were orderly, and meek. These were not insurrectionists, they were sightseers.
Sightseers? Sightseers, really? Grab a rock, honey, we're going to the Louvre. I want to peacefully smear my crap on the Mona Lisa. See if she keeps smiling after that. He lied some more.
Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol.
Yes, they obviously revere the Capitol so much that they queued up neatly to smash those windows. And we all remember their chant.
Wait your turn. Wait your turn. Wait your turn.
Tucker also talked about the Q shaman. Remember the guy with the horns, the rider who was caught, you know, with the spear and the bare chest and the screaming? He, the Q shaman, had this to say about his own behavior on January 6th. He said, I was wrong for entering the Capitol. I have no excuse, no excuse whatsoever. The behavior is indefensible. Maybe so, but Tucker defended him.
The single most famous person arrested that day was a Navy veteran from Arizona called Jacob Chansley, often referred to as the QAnon shaman. The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides.
Okay, but the Capitol Police themselves said their officer only did that in order to de-escalate the situation because the officer was outnumbered. Evidently, Tucker Carlson has never seen a hostage negotiation. No one was scared of the man in the bomb vest. In fact, officials were saying they would give him whatever he wants. They ordered him pizza and gave him $1 million and a helicopter ride to go to the location of his choice. Is that really how you treat an enemy? Tucker also took issue with the footage from the January 6th committee that showed Senator Josh Hawley hauling ass. According to Tucker, that footage is deceptive.
The actual videotape shows that Hawley was one of many lawmakers being ushered out of the building by Capitol Hill police officers. And in fact, Hawley was at the back of the pack.
I stand corrected. Josh Hawley is not just some hypocritical coward. He's a hypocritical coward who runs slower than 70-year-olds. And may I remind you, just a couple little things, that's all. And may I remind you, those people were all running for their lives from what Tucker describes as meek sightseers. Tucker's fascist fanboying was such transparent propaganda that it didn't even play well with members of the GOP. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis said this of Tucker's report.
I think it's bull. I was here.
Language, language. Senator, please. Nancy Pelosi, how would you describe it?
The poo-poo.
Yes. That's gentler. It's a kinder, gentler. Tucker can try to change the narrative all he wants, but we all know what we saw that day, including the man who cynically handed over this footage, Kevin McCarthy. Here's McCarthy calling into Fox News in desperation on January 6th.
First of all,
This is so un-American. I condemn any of this violence that's happening in the Capitol right now. Anyone involved in this, if you're hearing me, hearing very loud and clear, this is not the American way. People are being hurt. People are being hurt. There's been shots that have been fired. This is unacceptable. And I watch barriers being broken. I watch people breaking windows. I watch people running into a building. You do not do what is happening right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being told that we have Tucker's edit of McCarthy's phone call.
First of all, this is so American. You're being very loud and clear. People are being acceptable. We should be shot.
After Fox News host Tucker Carlson aired exclusive security footage from the Capitol attack, former President Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "Let the January 6th prisoners go. You guys know we can see what you're doing, right?" Kevin McCarthy, who is Trump's Waylon Smithers, gives all the footage to Tucker. Tucker shows only the tame parts, and then Trump claims the rioters were framed. It's like watching a magic show where the magician is wearing sheer sleeves.
For something that Tucker says didn't happen, there sure are a lot of people pleading guilty to doing it. Yesterday, the Justice Department arrests hit 1,000 in connection with January 6th. That's right, 1,000 arrests. Johnny, tell the American people what they've won.
Still no consequences for the man who incited the whole coup. We demand justice! And a new dinette set from Broy Hill. Broy Hill, nothing means anything. Back to you, Steve.
We don't know how this case will turn out. We do know that the filings once again prove that Fox is not a legitimate news organization. They actively helped the presidential campaign. They knowingly lied to their viewers. They tried to backpedal away from Trump. But by then, it was too late. And now the monster they've created is turning on them. If Murdoch and his allies thought they could simply get rid of Trump after spending years elevating him, then I guess they're just...
stupid bastards.
You're crazy.
Crazy, am I?
Crazy whether I'm crazy or not.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.